This is a summary of upcoming community announcements from the Fig City News Calendar. This podcast is narrated by an AI-generated voice. For complete details on all events mentioned, including registration links and contact information, visit figcitynews.com. This episode covers approximately the next 25 events on the calendar. Starting with city services and deadlines, Christmas tree curbside pickup runs through January 16th. Place your undecorated natural tree at the curb by 7 a.m. on your regular trash collection day. All decorations and lights must be removed, and trees cannot be in plastic bags. Wreaths can also be collected if the greens are removed from wire or plastic framing. Trees will be chipped into mulch. Newton residents can also drop off trees at the Resource Recovery Centre at 115 Rumford Avenue. High school students living in Newton Upper Falls have until January 31st to apply for the Kenneth Newcomb Oral History Grants. Two grants of $500 each are available to freshmen, sophomores, or juniors attending public or private school. The grants are named for Kenneth Newcomb and sponsored by the Newton Upper Falls Area Council and the Newton Upper Falls Community Development Corporation. Proposals should describe project objectives and include a letter of support from a mentor, such as a teacher. Turning to music and performances, the Newton Theatre Company presents Thornton Wilder's Our Town, with performances running January 16th and 17th, January 23rd and 24th, and January 30th and 31st at St. John's Episcopal Church in Newtonville. Friday performances are at 8 p.m., with Saturday performances at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. This production is dedicated to the memory of former Mayor Seti Warren. Mayor Warren played the part of the mayor in the Newton Theatre Company's 2013 production of Our Town. Tickets are required. Rock Voices, a community rock choir, performs on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m. at Newton South High School. The program includes songs by artists, including the Beach Boys, Supertramp, Cyndi Lauper, James Taylor, and Earth, Wind and Fire. Tickets are required. Pro Arte Chamber Orchestra presents A Musical Menagerie, a free family concert, on Sunday, January 18th at 3 p.m. at Newton City Hall's War Memorial Auditorium. The program includes Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee and Saint-Saëns's Carnival of the Animals. Free tickets must be reserved in advance. The All Newton Music School presents a free Rockaway Cafe on January 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at their location on Chestnut Street in West Newton, featuring faculty performing pop, rock, jazz, and folk music. The Cooper Center for Active Living will host pianist Archie Richards on Thursday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The program includes Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata and works by Liszt and Chopin. On Sunday, January 25th at 2 p.m., the Newton Free Library hosts the Boston Meshk Ensemble performing classical Turkish music, featuring vocal and instrumental works from the 17th through 20th centuries. Also on January 25th at 2 p.m., the West Newton Cinema presents silent film classics The General by Buster Keaton and The Immigrant by Charlie Chaplin with live musical accompaniment. Tickets are $20. For community celebrations, the City of Newton's 58th annual community celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. takes place on Monday, January 19th at 9 a.m. at the First Unitarian Universalist Society in Newton, on Washington Street in West Newton. The program includes reflection, music, student voices, and children's programming, followed by a reception and community resource fair. This year's speaker is Reverend Dr. Eric Jackson. The event features the Seti D. Warren Food Drive and MLK Community Giving Initiative, named in honor of the former mayor. Food collection boxes will be available at Village Bank branches, City Hall, Police and Fire Headquarters, and the Scandinavian Living Center during the week of January 12th through 16th. Registration is required. Spark Newton hosts the 5th annual Winterfest from Friday, January 23rd through Sunday, January 25th. The celebration includes more than a dozen events across Newton, featuring ice sculpture carving, live music, family activities, a winter walk at Cold Spring Park, a soup social at the Hyde Community Centre, and a screening of the film Abominable at the West Newton Cinema. Visit sparknewton.org for the full schedule and registration details. International Holocaust Remembrance Day is observed on Monday, January 27th. The West Newton Cinema presents Among Neighbours at 7 p.m, a documentary using hand-drawn animation to investigate a town where Jewish and Polish neighbours lived before World War II. Tickets are $15. For families and children, the Wells Avenue Y hosts an MLK Day of Service on Monday, January 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, where participants can write letters to seniors in local nursing homes. All supplies are provided. The Cooper Center presents a free intergenerational music group on January 20th from 11 a.m. to noon, inviting older adults, young children, and families to connect through singing, movement, and instrument play. No registration is required. The Newton Free Library hosts Leaves in the Library on Thursday, January 22nd at 3 p.m, a workshop for ages 5 and up to create decorated bookmarks and contribute to a collaborative art installation celebrating the library's 150th anniversary. The Family Access of Newton Early Learning Centre is holding open houses on Sunday, January 11th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m, Thursday, January 22nd from 10 a.m. to noon, and Wednesday, January 28th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at their Waltham Street location in West Newton. The Boston Makers and Innovators Challenge, a free STEM competition, takes place Saturday, January 31st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Newton North High School. Categories include robotics, building challenges, and design competitions for various grade levels. Registration closes January 23rd. For programs and classes, Newton Community Education has opened registration for winter programs for adults and children, as well as summer camps running June 30th through August 22nd. Adult classes include painting, yoga, cooking, guitar, and Spanish. Youth programs cover arts, STEM, music, and sports. Parks, Recreation and Culture offers swimming lessons at Newton North High School pool on weekend mornings. Session 2 runs January 18th through March 1st. The department also offers lifeguard training courses during February and April vacation weeks for those at least 15 years old. The Silent Spring Institute hosts an online discussion on Wednesday, January 21st from noon to 1 p.m. about policies affecting toxic chemicals in consumer products. The Newton Art Association presents a free online demonstration of cold wax painting with artist Christy Scheel on Thursday, January 22nd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. For book lovers, the Friends of the Newton Free Library hold their annual book sale on Saturday, January 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the library's Drucker Auditorium. The Book Ladies Book Swap takes place Saturday, January 24th from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the West Newton Cinema. The monthly event invites participants to bring books to share or simply take books home. Finally, for artists, the Friends of Newton Cemetery and Arboretum is accepting applications for their 2026 to 2027 Artist in Residence program. Applications are due February 14th. Full details, dates, links, and registration information for all these events are available at figcitynews.com.